This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome a whole bunch of cross-country runners from both Mont Edgecombe High School and Sitka High School. And I'm going to turn first to the gang from Mont Edgecombe High School. We have with us today Josh Arnold, the coach, Brittany Woods-Orison, and James Simeonoff, who are the two runners. Good morning, gang.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And Coach Arnold, tell me how long you've been coaching cross country.
This is my 13th year coaching cross country, and I've had a lot of fun with it.
All right. Hey, what is cross country running?
Cross country running is a team event where we primarily run off-road. And at the high school level, the kids run 5 kilometers, which is about 3.1 miles. For time, and we get a team, so you get both individual scores and team scores.
You have both a girls' team and a boys' team, obviously?
That's correct, yep, boys and girls.
And how many do you have participants do you have?
Boy, we've got a nice big team this year. We started out over 70, and right now we've got about 55 runners.
And when did you start practicing with this gang?
I believe Mont Edgecombe started August 26th, so we had practice on August 27th, and cross-country season starts August 1st. I was able to watch the Sitka team. They got started on time, and it just, I sit there and wait for my students. They're spread out all over the state. We bring them in that last week of August, and we hit the ground running.
All right. Literally and figuratively.
Oh, boy.
So you had some meets already this year?
Yeah. We've been able to participate. The first weekend was in Juneau. We were just ready for that and finished, literally at the bottom of the pack. Then we were able to travel to Skagway and did a little better. So, at that point in time, we had a few weeks of conditioning in, and the kids were a little more competitive. And then last week, we were in Petersburg, had a great run in Petersburg. And again, both teams are moving their way toward the front, which is, of course, where we want them. And this last weekend, Saturday, we had the race here in Sitka at Totem Park, and the Sitka boys team just rocked that race. And our girls team was 1 point behind Petersburg for second in 3A. So we're, both the Sitka and Mont Edgecombe teams are moving to the top of the pack, and that's what we're working for.
What's next, Coach?
We've got the regional race in Ketchikan, so that's on Saturday. And the Sitka and Mont Edgecombe squads will be down there. All the fastest runners in Southeast will be there, and we're all chasing trophies now.
All right, Brittany Woods-Orison, what year in school are you here?
I'm a senior.
All right, how many years have you ran on the team?
I ran 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How'd you do in the last race?
I got my new PR.
Okay. And PR is what now?
Personal record.
And that's important to all your runners, the personal records, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily where you finish. It's where you finish with yourself. Is that kind of the issue here?
Yeah. I had a really good start for my last race, but towards the end, I just felt terrible. But once I made it across the finish line, I realized I got a new PR, so I didn't feel like I got a PR, but my time was better. And,
compare what having a PR to being on a team, because it's interesting for us to look at runners, and runners have to deal with the issue of competing with themselves, like you just mentioned, and also being on a team. You have any comments about that?
I realized when you're on a team, you help each other push each other, and then when you have a team score, you have to compare yourself to other runners, and like if you go this much faster, then your whole team will go up in points, and it's just, you have to really watch yourself and other runners at the same time.
All right, James, let's get you in here real quickly. James Simeonoff, I got that right?
Yes.
What year in school are you, James?
I'm a junior.
And how many years have you been running on the team?
This is my second year running.
All right, and how have you been doing this season? Let's talk about your PRs, okay?
My PRs. I got a PR in Totem Park, but that's the only PR I got this season, but my season hasn't really been going that great.
Have any injuries to deal with this year, James?
Yeah, my joints and my knees and ankles. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
Yeah, well, it's great that you're pushing through it. And
yeah, pushing hard.
Do you have any goals for the region tournament?
Just push myself through that pain and get it out. Just push myself.
Right. Well, good luck. Are you able to keep up with your studies even though you're practicing all the time?
Yeah, I'm able to.
All right. Well, I'm going to have you give the microphone, thanks, James, over to some of the Sitka High School runners. And first, let's turn to Erica Seehafer. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
You're in school?
I am a sophomore this year.
Okay, and how many years have you been running?
This is my first year running cross country.
Right. Yeah. Talk about how you've been doing on the team this year.
I have been doing great. I started out the year kind of slow. I was at the end of our group. I was one of the slower people on the team, and now I've made my way up towards the top of the girls' team.
Getting some PRs in some of the...
Yes.
Okay, now how does that... Is that the first thing you look for when you finish a race, your time and how you compare to your last time?
Yeah, comparing yourself to what you did before is a really great strategy, and it helps you prepare for the next race that you're going to run and know what time you want to get.
What do you like about the team concept of cross country?
Like Brittany said, the team helps you push yourself. So if you have runners that run the same speed as you, they help you train better and go the bigger distance and exceed what you think you can do.
Any goals for the girl squad at the region meets?
We're hoping to just do our best and get personal records and, yeah.
Thanks, Erica. I'm going to turn over to Kelsey von Schierschmidt. Morning,
hi.
Kelsey.
Hi.
You're in school, are you?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
All right, and how many years have you been running?
This is my second year.
Right. You heard me talk earlier about the team concept. Can you enlighten us on how you feel about being on a running team?
I feel like it pushes us a lot, and we do a lot better. And I feel better running with other people instead of myself, because I don't do too great by myself. But it's a lot better running with a lot of people, because we do compete with each other and help each other do a lot better.
Right. Give you emotional support,
yeah.
And not, you know, yeah. Those kind of things. Good. And again, how many years have you been running now?
This is my second year.
Really? And do you feel like you're improving, though? Does it...
Yeah, I feel like I've improved. Like Erica said, I didn't start off the best at the beginning, but I did a lot better at the end.
Right. How much time do you spend on every day on the running part of it?
I think we spend about at least an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, thanks, Erica. I'm going to turn to Colin real quickly here. Colin Bachoco, step up to the mic. Colin, you got second at the last meet of all the 4A schools, too. What year in school are you?
I am a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, and you're getting second at region meets? That must be a lot of pressure on a young guy like you, no?
I guess, but
all right.
It's nice.
Colin, how many years have you been running?
This is my second year on the team.
Do you spend any off-season time training?
Yeah, a lot of it, actually.
Really? Run every day of the year, maybe?
Pretty much.
Did you go to do any camps this summer? Or?
Yeah, I did. There was one in Oregon.
Right.
On the mountain.
Colin, you've had some personal success. How about the team? How's the team going to do here for cross country?
I think we're going to do pretty well at regions. There's no one who's really like right with us so far.
Yeah.
Besides, like, 4A schools and all that.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
Why don't you give a shout-out to some of the other team members, okay?
Oh.
Who are they?
Will Borsey. David Wilcox is injured. Let's see. Right now there is Kincaid Parsons. He's on the state team, I think.
Right.
And, sorry.
All right. Well, Colin, I'd like to thank you very much for coming in. Good luck again with all your success. Good luck to the Mount Edgecombe High School team and Coach Arnold. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.